This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Have a natural instinct to want to treat and
clean wounds. He felt degraded. He was hurt.
I'm still hopeful that this is the remedy. You know, if
they were all really nice, beautiful Christian
friends. Our booties shake from left to right.
Almost as big as me.
Oh, yeah. World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot, will not, should never attempt. Don't ever attempt this, other talk show host. Don't attempt this at home, because you will get hurt. We're the guys that do it. And we can continue, and we'll take it from here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We got some more Wisconsin news tonight. We got some Charlie Sheen news to start the show off with tonight. And we have with us this evening a young man, a 28-year-old telemarketer from Manhattan Beach, California, who believes that, in his mind anyway, Charlie Sheen, the message of this man, Mr. Sheen, is a positive one, and is one that, if you take away perhaps some of the more extreme commentary, might be one that other people can follow. Just so you know, our affiliate spotlight tonight is focusing on West Palm Beach, WBZT, 1230 AM. That's West Palm Beach, Florida. Great affiliate, been with us for a long, long time. And in Wichita, Kansas, KQAM 1480 on your AM dial. Another great affiliate, another great market, great city for the Phil Hendry Show, Wichita. And we've been on a couple of stations there. What happens is we get just a little too weird for some of them, and they get, I don't know what happens, man. Something happens. Somebody faints. Somebody passes out. Someone,
you ain't got enough tiger blood.
Yeah, they miss out on their tiger blood. And so 877-876-PHIL is a number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And tonight we have with us Chris Norton from Manhattan Beach. Charlie Sheen, it's interesting that the replay was on Piers Morgan tonight of the interview he did with Mr. Morgan. And he seems sober, and he seems together. So we're going to find out with Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer, as I mentioned, for a pharmaceutical company in Manhattan Beach, thinks, and how this philosophy is applicable. And first of all, Chris, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really good. I appreciate it.
And you're a Charlie Sheen fan?
Well, I'm not. I don't think I call myself a fan from the standpoint that watch all his movies or something, but I'm a fan of what he's had to say, because I think it's a philosophy I think that I've tried, I've lived by, and a lot of people my age do. And if you're, you want to feel and live life, and I think it's a positive message,
And what message, you say you're not really a fan of did you watch the show?
2.5 Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it, and I think it's funny. But I think more importantly is that what Charlie Sheen was saying about, for instance, I'm winning, and people are, hashtagging that on Twitter,
Yeah, I saw some people hashtagging winning, plan better.
Yeah, plan better. There's tiger blood,
Right.
There's a few of them. I think the message is that I've tried to apply in my life, and what Charlie Sheen tried to say is that you have to be who you are. You cannot be not who you are. You can't be not who, you can't be somebody else, and so that's what I feel is important as a message that I think, people should pay more attention to, and so when we formed a group that in Manhattan Beach, where we go to the Rusty Pelican.
Now, where do you go?
It's the Rusty Pelican.
Rusty Pelican is at the restaurant?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, and you have a group, you guys get together?
Yeah, we, the few of us in our 20s, we are all professional. I do telemarketing, but I also have an aspiring interest in film, film business. And I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast. I'm very interested in sort of branching out, and I have other friends who are, some of them do modeling, some are, lift weights. And we, what we say is we Sheen, or we get together and Sheen. Ever since Mr. Sheen got famous with sort of his whole life. life, you know.
Well, I mean, let's talk here for a second, because Charlie Sheen, the reason why he became famous was because he, first off, was getting into running afoul of his employers.
No, but I know that. But, I mean, what we're talking about is the gene in the sense that you are powerful, you have new powers. I heard Charlie, I think what Charlie's trying to tell us is that if you are yourself and you just take, you know, these regrets and everything and leave in the past, then you have more powers and a whole new set of powers. And I think that's what Charlie's trying to tell us, you know. And he's trying to say to us to be ourselves, just be who he is, you know. And
what? How are you applying this, though, Chris, in your life? And what you say is the powerful things that Charlie Sheen is saying?
Well, in my life, I mean, I am, as I say, I'm very energetic. I've been blessed in my life. I have, you know, very good looking, and that has blessed me. That I'm popular with women, for instance, and I like women, you know, and I've don't want to say, I don't think I'm the best person in the world, but I have slept with a lot of women.
And you slept with a lot of women?
Yes, I have, sir.
I don't want to get a number count here, but are you saying that that is your goal?
I would say that my goal is to you know, be what I am, which is very good looking and very attractive to women. And be what I am, because what Charlie's saying is be what you are and use what you are. And I have a lot of sexual energy, my sexuality, and just the zest that I put out is very, very strong. And so when I sheen, and if I'm in a Rusty Pelican, we'll meet and we'll talk about it. I'll meet a woman, you know. And when you sheen, and you are given off your zest, you really are kind of aggressive, but you're not hurting her or anything. But you kind of take her by the arm and you say, you know, I'm sheening and I take her by the arm. And
what do you? I got to ask him. You're telling the girl that you're trying to pick up here.
Well, it's not really about pickup, you know. I mean, you're meeting her and you do know you want to go home with her and you sleep with her and she wants to sleep. You know, she wants to sleep with you.
And how do you know that she wants to sleep with you? Is it the energy that you're putting off?
Well, in my case, I am. I mean, a lot of people think I'm egotistical, but I'm very good looking. But I also know that I am, and I use those powers not to deny that I'm good looking. So I will take a woman by the arm and say, you know, I'm feeling it, and I'm sheening, and say, let's go. I'll use the phrase, come home with me or else.
Yeah. You use the phrase, come home with me or else.
Yeah, but not in the way you're thinking. Okay.
In what way are you using that?
I'm using it to mean the following thing. Come home with me or else you're going to miss out on experience that is amazing and that is part of this sheen, you know, that we use this word sheen because of Charlie Sheen. So I'm not saying come home with me or I'm going to hurt you. I'm saying come home with me or else you are going to miss out on experience of my sex and the experience of my sexuality and our sexuality together, and also the experience of being fully, you know, sheened up, you know.
And all right, we're talking here with Chris Norton. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. If you just joined us, Chris is a young man, a telemarketer from Manhattan Beach. I believe is it Manhattan Beach, Chris?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Manhattan Beach, California. We're talking about Charlie Sheen, and in Chris's case and in the case of his friends. And how old are you, by the way?
I'm 28.
You're 28 years old. Okay, so you have guys that are in your group. You guys get together. You have a few drinks. You meet girls. But it goes past just meeting girls and maybe even just picking a girl up for the night. What you're doing is this is an experience that you want women to have, which is to sleep with you.
Well, I mean, when you put it that way, it sounds really egotistical. But in fact, what Charlie Sheen is trying to tell us is if that's how you feel, then you have to state that. And because once you state that, then you're free to be, you know, then you're free to sheen. You know, that's what we use the word sheen.
I mean, this word sheen, you guys have used his last name to mean what?
It means that you're totally, totally, totally yourself. You're totally not holding back your everything that you are. You're a sheen. You know, and so I have a Jewish friend, Rick Epstein, who said, don't ever put an IE at the end of it or a Y or something like that. And I said, why? He says, because that's a slur. And I said, but you know what I mean by sheen. He goes, yeah. You know
that's a very, very insulting anti-Semitic slur, yes. All right, so let me talk to you about the ultimate here. You take her by the arm and you say, come home with me or else. This is a way of showing that you are sheening or that you are...
Well, I mean, I don't want to beat that word into the ground, but it's a way of showing that I'm in control, yeah. That I'm in control of the situation and that she knows I'm in control. Because women want to know that you're in control. Women want to know that they don't have some... You know, P word, I don't want to say it or anything.
No, I understand what you're saying.
They want to know they don't have a guy like that. And so we'll say that. One of the things you do to Shane or to show your strength is to, if she has a cell phone, you say to her, I want you to trust me on this, okay? Because I'm fully Sheened, and you'll take her cell phone battery. And most women.
You'll take her cell phone battery, which means she doesn't have a cell phone, which means what?
Which means what you're doing. Is you are telling her, you need to trust me because you are I'm really in the throes of a full-on sheen sexuality. So, trust me, I take a cell phone battery. What am I saying? I'm saying, you're going to have the greatest weekend of your life. You're really, and to be distracted by it with a cell phone is simply going to distract you from it. Once you get home to her house, or once you get to her apartment, wherever she lives.
Now, why are you going to her apartment? Because you've picked this girl up. You have your own apartment.
Well, that's where you're going to go. You're not going to take her to your place because, I have a lot of relationships with a lot of women, and I can't sanitize my place that fast. I mean, I don't, you know. And
when you say sanitize, what do you mean? Are there evidence of other women in the apartment?
Yes, sir, yeah. So it's better that you go back to her place, and the first thing you say to her after you take her cell phone battery, say, look, I want to control all the incoming and outgoing calls and emails, but this is not any,
I mean, it starts to sound a little bit, Chris, and I know that you don't intend it this way. This starts to sound a little bit like a kidnapping.
No, sir, it's not a kidnapping. I'm not forcing anybody.
Well, you take her by the arm.
I'm simply taking her by the arm and saying... Come home with me or else. And
do you say, come home with me or else you're going to miss out on a great experience?
I don't, because...
Why don't you?
Because I want that phrase to sit there as a sheen. And that's what we mean by a sheen. A sheen is like a mirror. It's like a shine. And if I have to explain everything I'm saying, okay, my sense speaks for itself. So I say, come home with me or else. I take her cell phone battery. I will take her car keys, and I'll take her outgoing, check her outgoing calls, check her email, because I want her to have a weekend that she'll remember me by, and it'll be exciting, and it'll be a full sheening experience that she can't have with any other guy. And I think that's what Charlie's talking about. And when Charlie Sheen is saying, if he says, he's saying I'm winning, plan better, I'm on a drug, it's called Charlie Sheen. Well, I'm on a drug called Chris Norton. And so people don't relate to it because they think, wow, this must be some sort of a kidnapping. No, it's not. It is a sheening based upon my sexuality and the strength of my sex and the fact that...
How many women have you gone home with who have enjoyed this?
Oh, I'd say in my whole life, I've slept with in excess of 5,000 women.
And in each case, you've grabbed the arm.
You develop it over time. You develop your technique and your sess, and you know how to use your sess, and you learn how to sort of, use your sess.
All right, I'll hold the line here for a minute, Chris. We'll be back with you as we talk about the lessons that Charlie Sheen is teaching a generation of young men. In his case, sheening, or that is taking charge sexually. It almost, to me, sounds like a kidnapping when you take a woman by the arm, take the cell phone batteries from her cell phone, control her incoming calls and email, and then take her car keys. But he says this is something that women who really feel the sexual power enjoy. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll be back with Chris Norton here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We are talking a little bit about the Charlie Sheen, but in a different vein. We're talking about the influence that Charlie Sheen has on younger men, if that's fair, Chris.
Well, I'm just talking about the influence that... And it's not even influence, because I was doing this, you know, before Charlie Sheen started to come out in the public and talk about, you know, being a winner, you know, winning and playing better in Tiger Blood. I feel that the term Sheen is simply an homage to him saying, be yourself, you know.
And all right, now you, in your sense of being yourself, you're at the Rusty Pelican in Redondo Beach with your friends, you meet a girl, and you begin this Sheening.
That is correct, yes.
And that begins with taking the girl by the arm.
Well, not right away. I mean, you got to talk to her and get to know her, you know.
Okay. But then you take her by the arm and you say, you're coming with me or else.
That's correct. Yes, sir. And that simply means that you're having, you know, you're going to have a really good time, you know, if you come with me. I mean, it's really hard for a lot of people to relate to. And probably a lot of older people don't even know, you know, what I'm talking about, because we're talking about sex, you know. And the older the person, the less the message of Sheen. And so this is really one that, you know, resonates with young people. But then when you get her home to her place and you are controlling her calls and so forth, that's part of the Sheen. It's part of the sexuality to tell her I have the sexual energy and my energy is powerful and it relates, you know, to her, to your sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
and this girl, by the way, one of the women that you mentioned to me during the break, you went on her Facebook page?
Oh, yes, sir, that's correct.
How did you get her password?
Well, I told her, I said, part of this is you need to give me, you know...
See, there would be a lot of people, I think, that would be worried that this is some sort of an abduction, but the women are giving you full...
Yeah, they're allowing this because of my sexuality. But I went on a Facebook page to one woman and said, I'm going to be out of commission, I'm going to be out of incommunicado?
Yeah, incommunicado.
Yes, sir. And so, what we were basically doing was we were basically having sex. You know, it was probably for about 3 days. You know, it's just repeatedly sex, you know, over and over and over. And I'm not raping her, you know, but it is it's pure, it's a sexual, it's a sexual experience.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the Phil Henry Show as we talk about, what is Charlie Sheen talking about? Charlie Sheen is talking about winning, power, you know, being yourself. Here is Peter in Boston. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Peter, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hello, Phil, you with me?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, I'm not lonely.
All right, what's your point? What's your point? What's your point? What is your point, then? What do you want to talk about? You gotta get close to the phone so we can hear what you... Our screener should have done that, but I guess he didn't. All right, what's up?
Well, let me talk to this guy. How you doing, man?
Yeah, doing very well, sir. No, I'm just over here in Boston, Massachusetes. First time caller, first time listener to your show. I'm getting a lot of feedback on your end, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I was listening. I was listening to this gentleman that is using Charlie Sheen as like, got to get Sheen and this stuff. I'll tell you something about Charlie Sheen in a good way. Charlie Sheen has money to do what Charlie wants to do. Now, whatever Charlie wants to do, that's his own business. He makes the big corporate executives $5 billion. He takes his little Tesla at $500 million. or what have you.
Uh-huh.
I don't see a problem with it. Well, the problem that I see with it is that all these people that are feeding off of it, like the gentleman that was on at 27, who doesn't walk the walk. I'm 51.
I understand,
Charlie's
sir.
45.
We're going to have to take a break because your phone doesn't work. But thank you very much for calling us. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. This is a TRN production.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Back here on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton. I apologize, that last caller couldn't hear you, Chris, but then you were screaming into the phone, you know.
Well, I was simply trying to, you know, get the guy to listen to me. You know, that's part of shooting, which is, you know, asserting yourself.
Well, you were yelling into the phone. Now, the guy couldn't hear it. I don't know what was wrong, either with his phone or with our phone system. But nonetheless, what he was saying to you was that you are, you know, you're talking about Charlie Sheen and for Charlie Sheen, and that he is an irresponsible and destructive person, and your behavior with women that you're now attributing to a philosophy that Charlie Sheen has in and of itself is very sort of controlling and quite possibly a destructive behavior. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, what I say to it is what I say to most people who say, you know, who talk to me and say that I have no sexual power and I have no sexual energy. And that all I'm doing is I'm controlling women. I mean, this is a kind of a difficult thing, and I picked up on it with the last caller. You know, this is about a young point of view, Phil. You know, and I was sort of reluctant to go on your show because I know that you have most of the people listening to your show are probably, you know, really old. You know?
No, that's not true.
Well, I mean, I would venture to guess that they're old enough not to really understand what it is to have full sheen, you know. And
full sheen is expressing yourself as to who you are.
That is correct.
And you've been saying all along here tonight that you have a lot of sexual energy. I get that. When you go into a Rusty Pelican or into any bar and you meet women and you grab them by the arm and you say, come with me, you know, come with me or else, you don't think you're scaring those women? You think that that is your sexual energy that is attracting them?
I know it is.
How do you know you're not scaring the hell out of them?
Because why would they come home with me and have sex with me? I mean, look, as I said, Mr. Henry, it's something that my generation of men, when we talk about Sheen, you know, we understand. You know, and the women will come home with me and we have sex, and we have repeated sex over and over. And yes, I have taken a cell phone batteries away. Yes, I have taken taken away their, not their cell phone batteries, but also their email privileges, because having the sheening, I mean,
and this term, the sheening, man, can we use something else? Having, you don't like the word control?
No, because you don't really, you do control her, and but she likes the control, and I would say that that's what sheening is. It's sexually controlling a woman, but she likes it. See what I'm saying? And as long as she likes it, then you are, you know, enjoying it and loving it and being on top of it. And
all right, well, so we get back to this woman again that you you picked up and you brought home. You took out her cell phone batteries and you you took her cell phone batteries. You what else did you say you did? You're controlling.
Well, the email.
Yeah, controlling incoming calls and the email. And you are essentially saying that she likes all of this.
Yes.
Because?
Because women like to be controlled by men. And women like to be controlled by strong men. But again, it's a message that I think only really young people are going to understand and not a lot of old people that listen to.
Yeah, this is the second thing I said, that old people that listen to talk radio, is that what you mean?
Well, yes, sir. Because I mean, you know, there's just nobody my age, listens to, stays up all night because they can't go to sleep because they're too old, and listen to AM talk, you know. My generation knows about Sessualian sex and what it takes to impress ladies, but a lot of your listeners are too busy hating Obama and, you know, going on their Obama hate binge to actually have sex. And so, I've taken a lot of people.
Well, I know that you've get into some problems with the fathers of these women, or you get into problems with the boyfriend.
Well, I mean, the boyfriends I can handle, but the fathers, and you can handle the fathers too, but I mean...
But that's what you're talking about when you start bagging on generational differences. But I'll say...
You know, you're telling me more about me than I'm being able to tell people about me. Or, I mean, what you're saying about me is more than I said about me. You know?
No, I don't. But let me put it this way.
What I'm saying is, the point of me coming on your show is pretty pointless when all you're doing is broadcasting to old people who have given up on sex, you know, decades ago. You know? And,
well, you know, maybe it's something that I want to listen to. And maybe it's something that for my own erudition I'd like to find out about. You know?
Well, I mean, the fact is, I'm not going to be walking up to an old lady and grabbing her by the arm and saying, you know, come with me or else, as much as she'd want me to.
You think so, huh?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Because I think what you're dealing with are women who are older and they know a little bit more about men.
Well, old people are not in touch with sex. They're not in touch with young. They're not in touch with hot. I'm very hot. If I go up to an old lady and I go, let's do, you know, I'm sheening, she's going to be draped all over me, and I'm not going to go home with it.
Well, then why would you walk up to a woman that age, and you understand how insulting you're being here?
No, I'm sheening. And
what do you mean you're sheening, man? You walk up to an older woman and insult her like that?
I wouldn't insult her. I'd say, if I said to her, come home with me or else, I would, but I'm not going to go up to an old lady and say that, you know?
And by the way, this generational difference you're talking about here, when you say that my listeners are too old to understand a conversation of sex, what do you mean?
I mean, you're this radio show you're doing here is on AM station. You probably have people that are no younger than 60.
60? Well, you know what, buddy? You are so far off.
Well, you may have some people, but most of the people listening to this is too old to understand what I'm saying. That's why I told my representative I didn't want to do this. I'd much rather do a younger show. If I don't talk about Sheen, you know, I talk to people who know what Seth is. And I'm not saying that old people don't know Seth. But I think that old people forgot about it a long time ago and, are probably sitting at home, excuse me for saying it, you know, hating on Obama, worrying about their Social Security, worrying about Obama, worrying about their unemployment, worrying about Obama, you know. And but I'm into Seth, and that's going to be my bad one. And I'm a fountain of knowledge on Seth, you know, but...
All right, Chris. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know whether we're going to have him back on or not in the next quarter hour. He is he's stretching the limits of my own credulity. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hotline 877-876-PHIL.
That's 877-876-7445.
What I just was talking about were technical problems behind the scene.
Yeah, but you were sheening. I mean, you were just, it's sheening, you know.
Well, you know what? I don't call it sheening, Chris. I call it talking to my crew, you know. And I'm not going to talk about it on the air. I talked about it on our video feed, which I guess if you have a subscription to our website, you can see us going on. You can see me flipping out about some of these things. But anyway, we are talking about Charlie Sheen with Chris Norton, who's a 28-year-old telemarketer. And he's talking to us here about the idea that Charlie Sheen is saying, be yourself. I understand that. You're a sexy guy. I understand that, Chris. Some of the stuff that you were saying to us, in my opinion, sounded aggressive, where you're grabbing a woman's arm, where you're taking cell phone batteries away, where you're taking control of her email and her outgoing and incoming calls, where you're taking her car keys. And yet you've told me every step of the way, women don't, that doesn't bother them.
No, it does not bother them. And that's what I'm saying. Your audience... And older people in general, especially the old people that listen to talk radio. And
what makes you think so many old people listen to talk radio?
Well, I don't know if it's, I mean, I do, but I listen to more of a younger style talk. I don't listen to these old, you know, stations that you're on. And so,
okay, and so therefore my audience doesn't know anything about your thing, which is sex. So tell me, again, women have never complained.
Women have never complained about what?
Have women complained about you taking their arms and saying, come home with me or else?
I've had some phone calls from their fathers, but that's what I mean. They don't understand sex, you know. But I've been with women, and just we've had, like, nonstop sex until they've, you know, they're just, I mean, I don't know how descriptive you want me to be, but they have, I mean, literally walking bow-legged.
And, all right, I don't want you to be that descriptive.
Well, I mean, that's what you're asking me, so, you know, I'm telling you.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton from Manhattan Beach, California, on Charlie Sheen. Be honest, be who you are, even if it means, you know, you're taking women by the arm and telling them, come home with me or else. Here's Pam in Apple Valley, California. Pam, go ahead.
This guy's a lunatic. He really is. This is absurd.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, man. How old are you?
Yeah. How old am I? Why does that make a difference?
Because if you're old, of course you don't
understand
what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm just wondering. Okay, I'm 27. I'm 27.
No, you're not. You're probably in your sissies, at least. And I'm talking to Phil about young people and sex.
Do you think that you invented sex? Did your generation invent sex?
I think I still practice sex, whereas you... I don't know if you've had any lately or not.
Certainly, sir. Where do you think you came from? Do you think sex was not invented until you came into
the picture? When's the last time you went out to a bar? When's the last time you had sex?
That is what...
When's the last time you had sex with a man?
I go to bars. When was the last time? Last night.
I'm not talking about a country western bar.
Last night. I don't go
to
country
western bars. Okay, when's the last time you had sex?
I don't think I want to know the answer to that question. All right.
Last
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton here. And, Chris, I'm going to let you go because this is making me nauseous.
Why?
It's just between you talking to old women about the last time they had sex. Oh. All right. Chris Norton there. Good luck, man. Sheening. And don't forget to Twitter that. And don't forget to hashtag that, too.
I just did.
Good. All right, next hour, we're going to have on the line here Rob Barnes. He's in Madison, Wisconsin, and Rob is one of the Democratic senators. I think he's in Madison, Wisconsin now. He's one of the Democratic senators who have been, quite frankly, out on strike, except for Rob. Well, I say out on strike. The guys that haven't been showing up for work, except for Rob, has been in state the last week, and we're going to find out from him what's going on. He's one of these guys, like Sherrod and a few others. He's one of these guys who has made the comparison between, you know, Nazis and Scott Walker and the Republicans. So we'll find out from Rob what the latest is. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. Here is
You want to talk any more about Seth?
No, I don't. I knew that, you know, when he was talking about how old people don't like sex, and then that old lady called up and started to tell us all about her sex life, and she thought it was just so much fun and so amusing, I knew we had to get out of that bit. School district apologizes for mock slave auction in class. A Central Ohio school district apologized on Thursday after an elementary school social studies lesson turned into a mock slave auction.
You kidding me?
No. Nico
wait a minute, man. You got to be putting me on.
No, I'm not. A Central Ohio school district apologized on Thursday after an elementary school social studies lesson turned into a mock slave auction. Actually, I don't think that's so bad.
Well, you don't think it's bad because you ain't black.
Yeah, but they're teaching the kids on it how much a slave costs.
That ain't what they're supposed to be teaching them.
That's really not what they're teaching them, bud. They're not teaching them how much a slave costs. They're teaching them about the slave trade. They're teaching them about an aspect of American history. They're teaching them about the human consequences. They're teaching them about the social consequences, so forth. Nico Burton said during an American history lesson at Gahanna's Chapelfield Elementary School, the class was divided into slaves and masters. And this little guy, his name is Nick O'Burton. He's 10 years of age. He turned into one of the, he was one of the slaves. And Burton said that the students who were playing the part of master were told to feel the students playing slaves to see if they were worth buying.
Man, that's degrading.
I don't see. This is not the first time we've heard of this before, and parents don't like it. And perhaps the, and I understand the teacher's motivation, and this gives the kids a firsthand experience, the black children a firsthand experience of what it must have been like to be a slave, the white children a firsthand experience of what it must have been like to be a slaveholder. I've always said, and I'm probably wrong, you know, like a lot of things, but I've always said that as destructive as slavery was to the black race, it was equally destructive to whites because it gave whites a sense of entitlement and a belief that they had information that they could impart that they don't have. White people do not have the knowledge they think they do about how to make it in this country.
What are you talking about? See, that's racially offensive to me.
It's racially offensive to you.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
What are you saying? We don't know about it and making everything?
I'm saying that as destructive as racism, as slavery was and the resulting racism to black people, it was equally as bad to white people.
Yeah, you're saying that because white people think they know more.
Because white people came out of the experience of slavery, slave trading, owning slaves, came out of that experience with the belief that they know about commerce, how to make money, how to get ahead in life, and they know. They don't know it any better than black people do. They don't know it any better than black people do. All right.
Wait a minute. That's racism.
No, it's not. I'm not going to talk about it here, bud. All right. Here is this young man. I think this is Nick O'Burton. He tells WBNS television that he was forced to be a slave in his social studies class.
I ended up being a slave. At first, I didn't really care. But after people were, like, bidding on people, it kind of made me a little mad and stuff. It got to look at in your mouth and feel like your legs and stuff to see if you were strong or stuff.
And people were doing that to you?
Yeah.
Here is Nico's mother, Annika. She says this mock slave auction was racist and offensive.
He felt degraded. He was hurt. Kids picked on him later. I feel like that was totally inappropriate. It was racist and degrading.
I'm just shocked nobody has ever said anything about it.
So, Burton said that the students who were playing the part of a master were told to feel the students playing slaves to see if they were worth buying. Burton claims the masters inspected inside his mouth to see if he was clean, feel his legs to see if he was strong, and then bought him for some bubble gum.
Really?
No, not really. Burton's mother said that her son was humiliated. You heard what she said.
I thought you'd be trading him for, like, Hostess cupcakes and stuff.
Look at man, you know, I don't know if they were actually, I don't think they were doing any slave trading, but if you're the teacher in that class, why not just use some of the white kids as slaves? You know, you could kind of do a cross, cross-dressing thing. Only instead of wearing something, you're wearing chains. I don't. In any event, she complained to Gahanna Jefferson Schools. School officials declined to comment, but did issue a statement that said, in part, "As soon as the concern was brought to our attention, school officials acted promptly to speak with the parent. He felt degraded. He was hurt, and the kids picked on him later. I feel like that was totally inappropriate. It was racist, and it was degrading." A district spokeswoman said the slave auction was part of state-required curriculum and that it was a one-time lesson. But WBNS investigated this claim and found that the only thing required is diversity, awareness, education, not a mock slave auction.
So I'm trying to teach a kid on a diversity.
Yes, yes. And this was a teacher's misguided effort. I think it was misguided because if I'm going to have a slave auction, okay, I would say if there's little children, I would mix the kids up.
What do you mean, man? Are you going to have a white kid be a slave?
I'd have whites and black kids together as slaves, whites and black kids together as owners, or reverse it. Of course, if you reverse it, then you're going to have some white parents flipping their stupid lids. I mean, to teach children history, and history is the most vital, one of the most vital and important lessons in the history of mankind. If we don't know our history, it's like not knowing the history of your own life, as I often used to say to my own kids. Kids would say, "I hate history." I said, "Well, do you know the history of your own life?" "Well, yeah, sure I do." "Well, why is that so important? And everything else isn't." You know, this is also the history of your life. It's stuff that has extended beyond you and before you, and it all impacts you, so why not know it? But history is also, it's also stuff that actually happened. And for people to experience it anew, or for people to experience it for the first time, it could be really jarring. While WBNS was at the Burtons' house, Nico's principal called to apologize. While the family said the apology is nice, Nico said he's still waiting for one from his teacher. It was kind of mean, and she should have said sorry. Yeah, probably.
Man, I don't get you at all. Here you are, a white man, and you're not even standing up.
Hey, man. All right, watch it, watch it, watch it.
What do you mean a white man? He's not standing up for his own people.
Oh, come on, will you, bud? I told you he was a racist.
Yeah, I know, but... Man, that's wrong, stand up for his own people.
He's sitting here talking how the whites are not, you know, the whites don't know nothing about earning money.
Look, white people don't have any special knowledge when it comes to earning money. White people don't have any special information. White people don't have any special education or tuition. But they think they do. They tend to lecture others as to how to make it, and that comes from the slave experience as well. We'll be back here with Rob Barnes on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.